Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your account management and energy consumption by using the MyMTE app. That's MyMTE. So search for it in the App Store, Google Play, iPhone, Apple Store, whatever you call it there. Wherever you get your apps, how about that? You can improve your energy habits, maintain your account there, and much more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. We're chatting about the Center for the Arts today, and we have a cast of thousands in the studio this morning. First of all, joining us is Carrie Bowe. She is the Director of Theater and Operations, but you also have something big to do with the upcoming Rock of Ages on stage. So, Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
So, tell me a little bit about what does the Director of Theater and Operations do?
So basically anything that is in our main stage regular season, that falls under my bubble, as well as kind of the facilities piece of things. But from the production teams, for our directors, our music directors, choreographers, all of our actors, all of that falls under my bubble. So it keeps me very busy.
And so you decided to direct the main stage Rock of Ages too, huh?
I did. No, it's initially I wanted to direct another show this season, but everybody outvoted me and told me I was wrong and I needed to direct this show, and they were 100% correct. So this show kind of has a little bit of a personal family significance as well. It is the last show that my husband and my daughter and I worked on before we moved to Tennessee about 7 years ago. And so it's been fun to kind of bring it back to life with the cast that I have now. They're absolutely fantastic.
That's cool. So I'm going to let you kind of introduce those from the cast that you brought with you today. And so everybody kind of grab your microphone and pull it up real close there so we can make sure we can hear everybody really good. And Carrie, kind of tell us who you brought in with you today.
Sure. I brought Emily Dennis, who plays Justice Charlier in the show. Justice owns the Venus Gentlemen's Club, and she kind of takes Sherry in under her wing a little bit, and that pushes the story along. And then we've got Tatum Rooker, who plays Sherry Christian, who is from Paola, Kansas, and decides that she's going to go to LA and make it big, and that's where everything starts and unfolds from there. So,
well, it's good to have you both here. I think you're going to share some from the event coming up, or from Rock of Ages, in just a moment. Now, I have to tell you, Carrie, in the South, you say Rock of Ages, you think, the Southern Gospel hymn. That's not what this is about at all, is it?
That is not. It is a big conglomeration of kind of your 80s hair bands, from Bon Jovi to Foreigner to Whitesnake. So it's just a big party is what it is. So if you like that music, come see the show, because it is just fun.
Well, maybe Emily, tell me about why you think this, why you're enjoying this. I guess we give you the dates too. It started already this last weekend, so you're already underway. So tell me a little bit about what's fun about it.
Well, this is the music I grew up with. So to kind of get to combine the nostalgia of the music with loving to perform in musical theater, it's kind of the perfect mashup for me.
Yeah. Now, this is definitely not your era, I don't think, Tatum, is it? So how did that happen for you?
Well, it's like a lot of this music my parents played in the car, so I'm pretty familiar with a lot of it. And also my family used to watch the movie and the show together a lot as like a family.
Oh, okay.
And so it's one that whenever I saw that the audition dates were posted, I was like, well, I gotta try.
And now here you are.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. It was the music of my era too, so I can tell this is going to be something that kids of the 80s are going to enjoy.
Yes,
and I guess kids of parents of kids who heard it in their car. I never thought about that. But Rock of Ages continues through the 26th, and are there still some tickets available?
There are plenty of tickets left.
Okay.
So www.borrowarts.org. or you can call our box office.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So, Emily, tell me, first of all, about Justice and a little bit about Rock of Ages, and then, Tatum, I'll let you do the same about Sherry, who you're portraying.
So, Justice spots Sherry in a time of need and, like Carrie said, kind of takes her under her wing and gives her a job, and then also gets to mentor her as she's kind of figuring out what the next step is. So it's fun. I get to play kind of the motherly role, but she goes by Mama instead.
Oh, okay. I see. So, and when you say job and chuckle about that, it has to do with the job, I'm sure, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Venus is where I work.
Okay. So. Yeah. Enough said there. So, Tatum, tell me a little bit about Sherry, who you're playing.
Well, Sherry's a really big dreamer. She leaves her home to, like, she wants to be an actress, so she goes out and she ends up getting a job at the Bourbon Room, and then things don't really go as planned, and she ends up meeting Justice, who, like, takes her under her wing, and it's like all this battle of, like, love and fame at the same time, and what's more important, sort of thing.
Well, so we are, Carrie, talking about a musical here, right?
We are.
So lots of music.
Lots of music. Live band for this one, too.
Live band. How about that?
Yeah, live band for this one.
That's cool. So how did you pull that off?
With a lot of begging my husband to do things for me. So he's our tech director over there, but getting a live band on stage is a completely different beast.
I was going
to
say.
The equipment required alone, and then the time for them to not only rehearse as a band outside of the cast, but trying to take that and put the cast together with it. It took a little bit of time to get everybody together, but they are absolutely phenomenal. We've got five musicians up there just playing their faces off and having a good time. So
now I would think too that when you add another live element, is that, you know, that's another thing that could that's fluid on a show night.
Very much so. Very much so. You know, it's every show, every theater has some kind of random kind of tech issues, so you never know when they're going to happen. And when you've got, you know, live music happening with 18 microphones and you know, things have been, knock on wood, we have had a fantastic weekend without any issues. But we've got two different soundboards functioning. We've got our front of house, which is controlling the overall sound, and our monitors. And then we have, our speakers and our microphones. And then we've got backstage, we've got another monitor tech with another soundboard back there that's focused on controlling the musicians' in-ears and their overall sound. And so it took some time putting that together, but the difference having live music makes is huge. There's nothing that can replace that.
Well, I was going to ask. I mean, it must have been pretty important for you to want that as part of this, to make that happen.
Very much so, especially with a show like this, to be able to have that live sound and feel with this type of music is so important. And we've got a couple other shows this season that are going to have live music too.
Oh, awesome.
So we're kind of trying to make that more the norm, because it really does. It makes a huge difference in just the overall feel of being in the theater and having that.
So. Yeah. And a very important part of the cast.
Very
too.
Much so.
And they're part of the show.
They are. They're on stage the entire show. They're in costume. I mean, they interact with the cast. it's a lot of fun.
That sounds like a cool show. Rock of Ages continues through the 26th of May over at the Center for the Arts. Today, Carrie Bow, the Director of Theater Operations, is here, and Emily Dennis, who plays Justice in Rock of Ages, and Tatum Rucker, Sherry, is her character, I guess, if you want to call it that, in Rock of Ages. I think you're all characters, probably, in this show, it sounds like. So you brought a little piece to kind of share, and Emily and Tatum are going to take this, right?
So the piece that they're doing is actually where it's their first interaction in the show. Sherry's a little bit lost trying to figure out where she's going, and Justice finds her, and we go from there.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
All right. Well, here are both Emily and Tatum with a song here from Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm. waiting in the rain. I swear I'll never ever wait again. You gave me a word, the words for you are lies. Darling, in my wildest dreams, I never thought I'd go. But it's time to let you know.
You never had a clue, but it's time you got the news.
I'm gonna harden my heart.
Harden your heart.
I'm gonna swallow my
tears. Swallow your tears.
I'm gonna turn
and need help, baby. Let me guess. An actress, right? You're certainly pretty enough.
Nice try, but I don't go that way. And you're wrong, because I don't need anybody. Not anymore.
You say, oh girl, it's a cold world when you keep it all to yourself. I said you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt. You better grab some of your heart, but baby, dial it back, cause we've got nobody else. We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
I'm gonna harden my heart.
Listen at the studio crowd. Awesome. That was great. Boy, that I had my mullet going for a moment there, almost. So, again, don't forget Rock of Ages. It's showing through the 26th. And Carrie, you said lots of tickets still available. So
we've got plenty of tickets available.
Hope folks will come out. Rock of Ages at the Center for the Arts. And, gosh, we're almost out of time here. I've got like a minute and a half. Anything else you want to kind of touch on here?
Sure. We've got a bunch of things kind of happening at the center over the next couple weeks. We are still taking registration is still open for our CSA summer camps. We've got a bunch of different options for just finishing kindergarten through 11th grade. So please go to the website and check that out. We do have a new gallery exhibit up in our art gallery. It's a partnership with the Rutherford Arts Alliance called A Light Exists in Spring, an interpretive exhibition. And it will be hung in the gallery until the 27th of this month. There is an artist panel with this one on May 25th at 10:30 in the morning. It's part of our new Saturdays at the Center. It's open to the public to come on in, have conversation with the artists. And then we actually, along with that Saturdays at the Center as well, we actually are starting a director talkback for our shows. It'll be the second Saturday of each show, so next Saturday around 4:45, in between our two shows, the audience and anybody else who's interested will have an opportunity to come in and ask me some questions. And
that's cool.
So we've got a lot of things coming up, keeping us busy. So.
Yeah, I'm sure this. I mean, kids are going to be out of school by the next time we talk, so there'll be plenty of things to go on. I would think that you need to get signed up now.
Yes.
And there are some age groups probably full. I don't know.
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure, but generally by this time when we're getting real close to it, there probably are some of our age groups that are full. We do have scholarships that are still available. And even if you see something that's full, give us a call. We may be able to do something.
Borougharts.org is the website where you can get all the information. Hope you'll go out and get tickets to Rock of Ages. Emily Dennis, Tatum Rucker, thank you for coming in. It was awesome. And of course, Carrie, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you for having us, Brian.
And that's going to do it for our program today. Invite you to go to the podcast at WGNSradio.com if you want to listen back to the program or even watch on Big G TV.